Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onale Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates National Cyber Forensic Laboratory for Northeastern States. Nagaland Pollution Control Board calls upon all stakeholders to urgently come together for solution of clean air. Youth Resources and Sports Department presents cash awards to meritorious sports persons. And Nagaland Labour Commissioner says engagement of women in employment beyond 7 p.m. or before 6 a.m. is subject to safeguards. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the newly constructed Brahmaputra wing of the Raj Bhavan in Guwahati, followed by e-inauguration of National Cyber Forensic Laboratory at Golaghat and Foundation Stone Laying, cum inauguration of various development projects for the armed forces. Inaugurating the National Cyber Forensic Laboratory, the Home Minister said that the laboratory will work for all the northeastern states. Mr. Shah said that the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system in the country. He said that cybersecurity and forensic science are very important for citizens as it will protect the hard-earned income of citizens as well as the country as a whole.
साइबर फ्रॉड वालों से बचाने के लिए मदद करती है और दिल्ली के बाद मुझे कहते हुए बड़ा आनंद है हेमंत जी का आग्रह से दूसरा एनसीएफएल आज गुवाहाटी में बनकर इसका उद्घाटन हुआ है जो पूर्वोत्तर के सभी 8 राज्यों में हमारे नागरिकों के गाड़ी कमाई को सुरक्षित करने के लिए आगे बढ़ेगा
Nagaland Home Department Political Branch has convened a meeting of the Political Affairs Committee along with all the MLAs on 1st September to review and discuss all major issues relating to the Naga political issue. A notification in this regard said that the Chief Minister, the Deputy Chief Ministers, the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker will be present in the meeting convened at State Banquet Hall in Kohima. Both MPs from Nagaland have also been asked to attend the meeting. Pollution Control Board, NPCB, today held a talk show on account of International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies 2025 under the National Clean Air Program at Capital Convention Center, Kohima. Speaking at the program, Senior Environmental Engineer, NPCB, Aghali A. Su, said that the theme for this year, Racing for Air, is a clarion call for urgency as it emphasizes that clean air is not a luxury but a necessity. She emphasized that every stakeholder, from government and corporations to civil society and individuals, must come together for solution. She said that as per the Central Pollution Control Board, both Dimapur and Kohima failed to meet the prescribed air quality standards for consecutive 5 years from 2011 to 2015. Ms. Su said that with the launching of National Clean Air Program in 2019, various stakeholders are involved in implementing various action plans to mitigate air pollution in Dimapur and Kohima cities. Commemorating the National Sports Day, the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, DYRS, today presented cash awards to meritorious sports persons at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Speaking as the special guest, Nagaland's Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, S. Kyosho Yim Kyung, said that the state government has taken concrete steps to develop and upgrade sports infrastructure across all 17 districts. He asserted that the state government is committed and dedicated to strengthening the ecosystem for sports enthusiasts and budding athletes across Nagaland. Mr. Yim Kyung said that most districts have been equipped with modern multi-purpose stadiums and futsal courts. He said projects are already in the pipeline for those districts lacking these facilities. The advisor called for collective efforts to make Nagaland a true center of sporting excellence and a shining example for the rest of the country.
We strongly believe that Nagaland is a land blessed with young talents and boundless energy. The government of the day is fully committed to improving and enhancing sports infrastructure and providing platform for every young sport person to grow and excel.
In his speech as the guest of honor, Director General of Police, DGP Rupin Sharma, emphasized on the need for partnership with private companies to support the sports persons. Altogether, 151 meritorious sports persons were awarded with cash awards. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland Labour Commissioner S.L.Wati Iyer has issued a clarification stating that notwithstanding the wording of Section 20 of the Nagaland Shops and Establishments Act 1982, there is no law presently in force in the state of Nagaland that prohibits women from working during night hours. The clarification said that women may be engaged in employment beyond 7 p.m. or before 6 a.m., subject to safeguards. The safeguards include voluntary consent in writing, safety measures like adequate transport, lighting, and security arrangements. Further, it said that all provisions relating to working hours, overtime, rest intervals, and weekly holidays under the Act and relevant labor laws must be complied with in full. A 10-day exposure cum hands-on training program for farmers of Wokha District organized by the District Administration Wokha under Mission Shakti concluded yesterday. As part of the program, farmers visited ICAR National Research Center for Banana, Tiruchirappalli, and ICAR Central Tuber Crops Research Institute, Kerala, where they received training on advanced cultivation, value addition, and food processing. Director of ICAR CTCRI, Dr. G. Baiju, assured continued technical support and expressed hope that Wokha will emerge as the hub of tuber crops in Nagaland.
I wish all of you a safe journey back home, and we will have more strong and intimate collaborations and linkage in the future days to come.
The farmers and officials who returned to Wokha today expressed confidence to initiate startups and contribute to local economic sustainability.
Learn about the good farming practices in Tamil Nadu and Kerala. I will share everything I learned here with my Jutho Farmers Cooperative Society team to increase productivity.
A 3-day capacity building program on artificial insemination technology in PIC conducted by ICAR KVK Wokha at its conference hall culminated today. Gracing the valedictory function as special guests, SDO Civil Wokha Ichungbe Mo Iru stressed on the need to adopt scientific piggery practices in Nagaland and lauded KVK for promoting advanced reproductive technologies. He called upon the participants to serve as ambassadors of change in their respective districts. Altogether, 25 farmers, rural youth and field functionaries from 7 districts of Longleng, Mokokchung, Wokha, Kifre, Shamator, Semina and Twinsang took part in the training. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the combination of Japanese technology and Indian talent can lead the tech revolution of this century. Addressing the India-Japan Economic Forum in Tokyo, Prime Minister Modi said that Japan is a technology powerhouse and India is a talent powerhouse. He asserted that India has taken bold and ambitious initiatives in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, quantum computing, biotechnology and space.
जापान टेक पावर हाउस है और भारत एक टैलेंट पावर हाउस है. भारत ने एआई, सेमीकंडक्टर, क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग, बायोटेक और स्पेस बोल्ड और एम्बिशियस इनिशिएटिव लिए हैं. जापान की टेक्नोलॉजी और भारत का टैलेंट मिलकर इस सदी के टेक रिवॉल्यूशन का नेतृत्व कर सकते हैं.
And in Bihar, under the intensive revision drive of the voter list, the Election Commission has issued notices to around 3 lakh people over suspected citizenship. During the special intensive revision, SIREC said that these individuals did not submit their documents with their enumeration forms. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates National Cyber Forensic Laboratory for Northeastern States. Nagaland Pollution Control Board calls upon all stakeholders to urgently come together for solution of clean air. Youth Resources and Sports Department presents cash awards to meritorious sports persons. And Nagaland Labour Commissioner says engagement of women in employment beyond 7 p.m. or before 6 a.m. is subject to safeguards. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.